This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettey along with Steve Geller, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm going to throw it to Charlie. This is a cut from the press conference with Kellen Moore talking about what he's going to emphasize in trying to rebuild the Saints.
Yeah, that identity is still the same. We want to be a smart team. We got to play really smart situational football. We want to be able to play fast. Guys, when they're fast and free and confident, they play at a really high level. And then obviously we want to be a really physical football team. We recognize I'm a quarterback guy and I love the quarterback position, but this game has so much impact on the offense and defensive lines, and that's really truly how you control games and build this thing the right way.
Bingo. That's what I want to hear. Offensive and defensive line. Being a former quarterback, he knows one thing. If I don't get protection up front and I can't run the ball, I'm not going nowhere. And those defensive linemen, they looking at putting me on my butt. So I wanted to hear that from Kellen Moore. Now let's get some players. Bob?
Well, how about you think this will occur? It would stand to reason. You know, who you're familiar with, who's on your staff. You know, who's your defensive coordinator or different positions. And it's all about relationships. Talking about, this is something that the wife would be all for. How about Garrett Nussmeier, the quarterback at LSU? You don't think he wants his dad, maybe Doug, back home? I mean, look at this. Here's the quarterback coach, Doug Nussmeier, and he's played with the Saints in the 90s. And he's the father, obviously, of Garrett Nussmeier. Wouldn't that be a good deal? I know the wife would be all for that. I think they got a son still playing with Mike. Is in Dallas.
Yep.
That's proximity to New Orleans and Baton Rouge and all that. So I could see when you're putting your staff together, that Doug Nussmeier would be part of a quarterback coach. I'll still call the plays. But you could be the offensive coordinator. You know, like Doug Marrone. Remember one time when he was the offensive coordinator, but Sean Payton still called him the plays? You know, maybe make a few extra bucks. But that would be interesting to see if Doug Nussmeier ends up coming here. Brandon Staley, I would expect him to be the defensive coordinator. You know, Vic Fangio, coaching tree. Everyone always talks about, okay, what is their background? What coaching tree you part of? How many times do we hear Sean Payton gave examples. Who did he always talk about? Bill Parcells. And that was year after year. Always giving examples. So, you know, everybody has to have a mentor. Like, you've heard me give examples. Like Joe Ferguson. You know, I'm in college at Northwest Louisiana. We were running the Buffalo Bills offense. I was like Joe Ferguson. We had Joe Delaney. He was like O.J. Simpson. So, you know, you go and who's your mentor?
And for you, also June Jones.
Yeah, June Jones. But I was already a pro then.
Yeah.
He helped me to get an approval and all that. But I mean, as far as when you lay in that groundwork, three-step, five-step drop, reading cover two, cover three, all the covers, everyone has a mentor. And so that'll be interesting to see, Kellen Moore, who he uses as an example.
Well, his dad.
And who I learned this from.
His dad.
Or it might be Woodstock, where you were at. and something that you could come about. But that's interesting to see. And I'm going to leave you with this. I think he's a great coach. Will he work out as a head coach? We got
to
wait.
To be determined.
Yeah. That is to be determined. You know why it's not a slam dunk? Don't we view Coach Spags and what he's done with the Chiefs? Oh, he's a Pro Football Hall of Fame defensive coordinator. You know what he was with the Rams? He was worse than Dennis Allen. Do you know he was 10-38 and a big enough sample size? And we all know he was a disaster as a D. You never know, right place, right time, D coordinator with the Saints.
Historically bad.
Historically, gave it the most yards ever. But look, he won a Super Bowl with the Giants, and then look at the Super Bowls he won with the Chiefs.
Right.
But as a head coach, he was 10-38.
Oof.
10-38. So, no, we got to wait and see what's going to happen. And he had 3 years to work out, so I don't think that'll be the case with Kellen Moore. But all I know is, again, the reason why I say this, I know he knows football and he's a football coach. Now, head coach, we got to wait and see.
Guys, I'm sticking along. It's Kellen Moore Day, so I'm going to stick along those lines. The first move he's made under, you know, rule at New Orleans head coach, the bringing back of running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire, signed to a one-year deal by the Saints. Still a lot, you would think, left in that gas tank for this young guy. Just 25 years old, I think, come April, he turns 26. And just curious if he can get by some of the mental aspects of the game to get back on the field in full force, because you know the talent's there.
I do know one thing. He can catch the ball coming out of the backfield. He is a good runner. He can cut the edge, runs hard inside, gives you what he's got. But why they really like him, he can pass protect.
Hello.
Man, he can pass protect. Ask Joe Burrow what he remembers about Clyde.
That's what I was asking. Joe Burrow, then, you know, I guess he might have had options and maybe he chose the Saints. But did Joe Burrow go to bat for him to bring him to the Cincinnati? You know what I mean? Now, Cincinnati, their organization, they cheap. You know, I don't know what happened there. But I would think Joe Burrow would have went to bat for him, and if he chose the Saints, good for the Saints.
Man, I know one thing. Joe Burrow's going to bat for everybody now. T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, Trey Hendrickson, everybody. He wants them back.
Rumblings are the Patriots in hot pursuit of T. Higgins.
I think T is one hell of a player. We'll be back
with
more sports talk right
after
this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.